Healthy Children with the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
Well, it's that time of the year again when your kids are making lists and just thinking about a few days from now where that's all they're thinking about is what are you going to get them? What are you going to get them? And what's going to be under that tree? And they get so excited, it seems that's all they can think about. But is that all they should be thinking about? And what are some good gifts that may even be good for our children as opposed to just something to distract them? My guest is fan favorite Dr. Corey Cross, pediatrician and spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. So Dr. Cross, you have kids, I have kids. What are your kids like right now at this time of the year? And what are they asking for the most that you think is good and or bad?
My three-year-old told me that he was asking for an iPad for Christmas, which I found very amusing. And I told him, I was like, well, I don't think that that's going to work out for you, buddy. And he goes, oh, no, my sister said since you won't get me one, I should try Santa. So they sometimes have ideas that you don't necessarily think is the best idea for them. So that's what my three-year-old is asking for, is an iPad. But, of course, we will not be getting him an iPad, and we're hoping that Santa, it doesn't get him an iPad either for Christmas, because I think that for him, somebody who's young, electronics just really isn't the best gift. And I think that when you do have your child have their own electronics, you have to remember of all the different sort of complications that come along with that. So I have nothing against getting an iPad maybe for the family for Christmas so that the kids have an extra one to play on. But when it's actually that child's iPad, it turns out to have a lot of complications when it's a young child.
I think so too. And I think that depending on the age. Now, I mean, phones. Phones are a big gift. And if we're thinking of the tweens, Dr. Cross, the people that are like 8, 9, 10, 11, I wouldn't let my kids get their phones until they were 13. But that was hard. I mean, it was hard. Their friends were really making fun of them and they were crying about it. But people, you see these 8-year-olds. And so how does a parent know when it's a good idea to give these electronic devices and while including a little bit of charity, and that this time of the year isn't only about them getting the latest device?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. So I think when it comes to phones, you really have to think about how your child's going to use it. Do you want them to have that ability to either surf the internet? Like, why are you giving it to them? Or is it so they can communicate with their friends, or is it so they can listen to music? Maybe an iPod Touch is a better choice. You know, there's a lot of different things that you can give them that maybe doesn't come with all of the other issues that giving a younger child or even a tween a cell phone. And I agree with you, the longer you can hold off, the better. And really, until they need that to communicate while they're away from you, it's probably going to cause more headaches. And you have to remember, you want the holidays to be fun, so you don't want to give them a present and then turn around saying, here are all the rules, and let's see how you use it the first day. Because the first day, they're going to sit there and be on it all the time, and then you're going to set a bad precedent. So I'm not sure that Christmas is the best time to be giving those gifts. And you're right, we want to make sure that Christmas is really about remembering the holiday spirit. And so I think that as they make their list of what they would like, it's important to think for them to think about what can they do or make for other people. So young kids really do love to make presents. And older kids, even if they're not into making presents, although, you know, some kids would love to, like, knit a scarf or do whatever, they can also do nice things for other people. And I think that that's part of the holiday spirit. So maybe they could bake cookies and bring them to a senior citizen's home or something along those lines, or host a toy drive in their school or a coat drive or a bake sale to raise money so that they're going to donate someplace. There's lots of ways that we can think about giving back as well as what we're going to be receiving this holiday season.
That's so important. And now, I mean, have board games pretty much gone by the wayside? Do you think we can still give books and board games? Really, what kids want, they want video games, they want iPads, they want phones. They want all those kind of things. Now, I mean, my son wants a hoverboard. My daughter has one. And I just saw a story today on how dangerous they are. And I already know that I already fell off of one. So they want things that move, go, light up, all of those kinds of things. Is there still room for the things like books and cards and board games?
I think that there is. And I think that a lot of times kids don't realize how much they would enjoy those because our world has become electronics and moving and things that are just really fun and busy. But I think that when you give a kid a puzzle or you get a board game and they have a great game going, you know, with their sibling or with their friend, they really start to enjoy the things the way we did. So I think that mixing in some puzzles or some Legos or some blocks or some board games, some books, those are great, great gifts as well. And I think particularly with the board games, you know, if you think about the age range of your family, that can be things that you do together as opposed to sitting on the couch watching TV all the time. We've gotten some great board games over the last year, and it's really fun. It's fun for me even to play with the kids. So I think that that's definitely something that parents should consider, is how can the whole family use some of these gifts?
Well, I think that that's really important. And just even this recent holiday, we go to a place where there is no internet. And there's really no TV except a DVD player if we wanted to watch a movie. But so we played cribbage and gin and chess, and it was a lot of fun. And we were all in it together so that everybody was laughing and nobody seemed to miss it. So I think that's something that parents, because now board games are like $2.99 they're just not getting bought as much. So what do you want parents to really think about when they're walking around the store and then you know what the kids want instead? How do you tell them to reconcile what they want to get, or how many gifts? Do we need to be getting 10 gifts? Our kids want more and more, Dr. Cross.
They do. So I think the first thing parents need to think is this an age-appropriate gift? And that goes for the little kids. Does it have choking parts or batteries or magnets that we have to worry about that swallowing? Are they actually going to be able to do what they want with the toy, or is it going to be frustrating because they're too young? For the older kids, is this appropriate for their age range? Am I letting them grow up too fast? So you have to think about, is it appropriate? Then you really need to think about, is it something you want your child to be doing all the time? So, you know, is this something that is a creative thing? Whereas there's so many of these little Playmobil action figures, which really, what can you do with them? So maybe if they really want one or two, and that's like something they're really focused on, but otherwise giving them gifts where they can interact with other people, be creative, so, you know, dress up or blocks or Legos or things to build with. There's a snap circuits for the older kids where they can build circuits and make things go, you know, things that really stretch their mind, because they play with a lot of these other things at their friend's house. So what I usually think about is, what's something really cool that they can do here? What's something that's going to get them to think about nature or to think about circuitry, or something really fun that they can do? And I think that, you know, often sometimes you can give them one big present, and they just need little things to open. And you can go to the dollar store and get a lot of little things, because kids just like the excitement. But then they're overwhelmed with so many of these presents that they don't even play with them.
That's exactly right. And there's one of these little vines my kids showed me last night, and it's about a three-year-old boy, and he opens an avocado. And he reminded me so much of my son, because he was so happy and easygoing. And he goes, an avocado, hooray. And he set it down. It was the cutest little video, and it made me smile and feel good. And here's this little three-year-old boy, and his parents gave him an avocado, and he was so happy about it. And
my five-year-old's favorite present last year was chapstick.
Well, see, I mean, so it's about getting creative, isn't it? Now, we're just out of time, Dr. Cross, so give us your best advice, because it really is about love and charity and being creative and not just freaking iPads and cell phones.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, as your child makes their list, you can try to, you know, shape it with them, and then also let them know that they're not going to get everything they ask for. I think keeping in mind what it is that you really want them to have. Even if they ask for something and you don't want them to have it, then that's not necessarily something they get. My five-year-old really wants makeup this year, and she's not going to be getting eyeshadow because I don't think that that's appropriate.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to think about that. And then I really think that keeping the holiday spirit in mind, and that goes for kids and adults. We can get so worked up in, do we, each kid has the equal number of presents and how much money we're spending and how big are the presents.
So much.
It's insane. We really just need to think about giving and how nice it is and how lucky we are. And if we keep that in mind, our children feel that too.
Thank you so much. You're listening to Healthy Children. Stay well.